So Sam, also another point I wanted to make about what's going on is I really want to keep our posse webinars aimed at what sheriffs are doing and what our posse needs to be doing with their sheriffs. Okay, so folks, the whole idea of having this webinar is that you get trained, one, to be prepared, but two, to be prepared with your sheriff. And you need to talk to your sheriff. You need to have a relationship with your sheriff, and he needs to understand that you're with the CSPOA and that you hope he is keeping his oath and that he's studying the Constitution and that he will stand. Now, at our conference on the 6th and the 7th, we're going to come up with a resolution that we want you to take you to your sheriff and pass out to other sheriffs that basically says two things. One, that there's a few things you're not going to do in our county anymore. And the first thing is something you are going to do. Okay? And that is, anytime you come into my county and you need to do something and you need to talk to somebody, or you're trying to interrogate somebody or arrest somebody or confiscate property from somebody, sheriffs will tell all federal and state agents, you will check with me or my office first. If I'm not there, check with the undersheriff, check with the on-duty captain, check with a patrol deputy. I don't care, but you are to check with them first. And secondly, just so you know, the Bill of Rights, including the Second Amendment, the Bill of Rights will be enforced strictly in our county. I think that says it all. I kind of want to go through all the whereas the federal government has allowed international terrorists into our country, whereas the federal government has aided and abetted illegal
I
immigration.
think it used to be necessary to say all that. Now I think everybody already gets that.
Yeah, that's what I've been thinking. But
I think you could create one sentence due to the, and then you could have commas, the encroachment of the federal government on states' rights, the, lack of responsibility, taking action on codified federal government responsibilities, including the border. Da, da, da. You could have one or two sentences that said all that.
and the weaponized bureaucracies of the federal government,
AKA
we have now,
IRS.
yes, of course, they're number one, they're the worst one, that we would actually go. That we would actually now tell them, because you have done that and you have become part of the problem, this is what the sheriffs of this country are now united in informing you about. Check with me when you come into my county. And just so you know, we want you to know and understand, we don't want any conflict, but this should hurt. Maybe we need to put this in there. This should hurt no one. For you to understand that the Bill of Rights will be enforced strictly in this county. Folks, we want you a part of that because there's only 40 or 50 sheriffs coming to this event. Okay? We're getting more every day, but it's not very many. So many of them are tied up with other things that they can't see that, wait, I don't care what I'm doing right now. Oh, I have a family activity? Good. We'll have the family activity in Orlando. Oh, well, what else is going on that's more important than safeguarding liberty for your grandkids and your children? This is a crucial, critical time for America, which means it's a critical, crucial time for our families and for our very survival.